You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, let's dig into this again. We're continuing with this series on the five lies of Islam. Lie number one, Islam is a religion of love. Lie number two, Islam is a religion of peace. Lie number three, Allah is just another name for God. Lie number four, Jesus Christ of the Muslims is the same as Jesus Christ of the Christians. And lie number five, the Quran is a holy book. These are all lies that are being perpetrated on us. The media helps Islam for satanic reasons, in fooling the people into believing that these lies are facts. With the problems going on in the Middle East right now, and the war between Israel and Hamas holes, that's right, most people call them Hamas. I think there's something different. A lot of people believe the lie that somehow the Palestinians or the Muslims have a claim to the land that Israel controls, that's named after Israel. Judah controls this land, but a lot of people think that Muslims have some kind of a claim to it. Israel should have run them out, gotten rid of them in 1948. They didn't. And now they're suffering the consequences for that mistake. But, you know, let me just say, Ishmael had a blessing, but the blessing wasn't the birthright. The blessing wasn't the land. Ishmael got a blessing. Look at all the oil and the money that they have. But they take that oil and that money and they try and use it to destroy Israel or Judah as part of the house of Israel. So we've gone through several verses. They're all archived on the internet. You can listen to them if you missed any of these shows. But let's look at what the Bible says and continue on with some verses. Deuteronomy 9:5. It is not because of your righteousness or the uprighteousness of your heart that you go in to possess the land, but because of the wickedness of the nations that the Lord your God drives him out before you, and that he may fulfill the word which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Again, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, not Abraham, Ishmael. Verse 6, therefore understand that the Lord your God is not giving you this good land to possess because of your righteousness, for you are a stiff-necked people. Israel wouldn't obey God then. Israel doesn't obey God today. Nothing has changed. If Israel would have done what God told them to do, which was destroy the inhabitants of the land when he gives it to them, and he gave it to them anciently, 3,500 years ago, and he gave it to them again in 1948. They didn't do it, and now they're suffering because of it. It's very simple. All you have to do is obey God, and God fights your battles for you. Right now, they're in there with bloodshed, fighting them for themselves. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.